If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome back to Kaya Biz. We move now to a very interesting topic. Does the order in which you're born shape the way you handle money? Some studies suggest that firstborns tend to be more risk averse, preferring safer investments, while younger siblings, often seen as more adventurous, may gravitate toward higher risk options like equities or even cryptocurrencies. With March being South Africa's baby boom month, this is the perfect time to explore how birth order influences financial behavior. So this evening, to talk us through this is Renee Besson, head of brand at Satrix. A very good evening to you and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Amitra. Good evening and hello to your listeners.
I'm just reading this and I'm thinking of my kids. There's a big age gap. There's a 14-year age gap. And the younger one, when I got him into investing on Easy Equities, he immediately went to, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And then he came back a couple of months later and he says, listen, this is not doing anything. I'm selling it. I was like, wow, you know, it's a time game. He heard nothing. He heard nothing from me. So take us through this. I mean, what are the basics? I didn't realize that you could actually link this.
Well, I can speak from experience. I'm the youngest of four, and what you call, same as your children, I'm a Latamiki, which is the youngest by a number of years. So My siblings are a fair bit older. So I really do believe birth order plays a part in shaping your personality traits, which then may play out in your investing preferences. So particularly around the youngest, typically the youngest children are free-spirited, adventurous. And this might mean that you have an appetite for higher risk, high reward investments like equities, emerging markets, and what we would call unconventional investments like cryptocurrency. So I would say that there's quite a few studies on this, and it shows that there could, you know, your birth order influences your risk tolerance and your market participation. But it's important to note that the research is pretty limited and it can vary.
It does feel like there's an element of instant gratification there.
I think so, yes. So it's definitely the youngest ones again. Mm-hmm. and I could probably, you know, from my own personal experience, probably do the same thing. But probably the youngest children are, you know, they're, as I said, free-spirited. So they tend to have an easy time with the parents. So there's a bit of research around birth order and how parents tend to raise children dependent on their birth order. And later borns tend to have more freedom, so possibly foster greater risk-taking behavior. And these factors then could shape decision-making around finances later in life. And if you compare that to like born children, typically experience a bit more of a stricter parenting environment, which might make them a bit more cautious.
Okay, I'm thinking, well, what happens to the middle child?
So the middle children, calling all middle children out there, so typically they're the ones that are adaptable, they're the negotiators of the family. So middle children might prefer investments that strike a bit of a balance between risk and reward. So perhaps something like a balanced fund or an ETF that has that nice mix of growth potential and security.
I'm just thinking, I mean, you know, there's so much of information that's available. Young people coming, or this generation, they have this at their fingertips, so they can read, they can understand, they can get into it, they can try it out. You know, there's so much offering demo models where you can play around with things, so they can get into investing in various forms. How much parental influence do they take, or how much influence do parents actually have on their investment behavior?
So I guess I'm not 100% sure really, if, depending on the types of family environment that you have. But I suppose, you know, if you're growing up in an environment where your parents are quite open and they talk about money quite a lot, you would take on that information, you talk about money quite a lot, and therefore learn a fair amount from your parents and maybe other family members.
We're talking about parental influence.
Yeah, so what I was saying is I think if you're growing up in an environment where your parents are quite open and talk about money quite a bit, I think you will learn a lot and it becomes almost par for the course. And if you're growing up in an environment where parents necessarily aren't talking about money or involving you in investment decision making, it might be a bit more challenging and you might need to go online to find that information.
Mm. What are the trends in South Africa particularly?
In terms of parental guidance?
Well, yeah, talking about money, because we have this history that we don't really talk about money. It hasn't, you know, and the demographics vary, right? What are you seeing? I mean, how much investment advice? We're also not known as big investors, if you look at South Africa.
Yes, I think, you know, one of the things about South Africa is our savings rate typically is pretty low. And that's concerning because, you know, most long-term investments and stuff, you're trying to drive saving and encouraging that positive behavior. So we do see that, you know, low savings rates. So from a Satrix perspective, a lot of the work that we do is trying to encourage South Africans to invest and start as soon as possible. Doesn't matter what age you are. If you're not an investor, start as soon as possible. And talking about money, it's certainly something that a lot of families and individuals probably don't talk about. You know, money is a very personal topic, and sometimes people feel either maybe embarrassment around it or, you know, you might be struggling financially, particularly given the current economic environment, so you don't really want to talk about money. But I think, you know, arming yourself with information, understanding your own personality traits and how you can build out a great goals-based investing plan will really give you a sense of, you know, ownership and build positive behavior around saving and investing and informing yourself. I think, you know, information is power. So finding the right resources to learn about investing is really a great tool. You know, the Satrix website offers a lot of that information for new investors if you're quite new to it and you're not sure where to start. Mm. And then, you know, engaging with family members perhaps that you know are good with money, you know, that's always a very positive tool, and you know that it's a kind of a reliable resource.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.